the house of God today. Picked a great day to be here. We are just so expectant for what God is going to do today. I'll tell you, if I go silent for a moment, it's because I'm overwhelmed because the goodness of the Lord and His presence this morning, just incredible. And, I think about what this community has meant to me, and I know meant to so many others. And I just want to start by saying how much I love you. What an honor it is to pastor you, lead you, to do my best alongside my beautiful wife, to lead you toward the things of God, our team as well, just creating a space, a home for you, and that we get to do this together. And so I want to just recognize your presence here today, your presence in this church. When you're not here, it's felt. And when you are here, it's felt. Because we love you. We're a family. And just want to say what an honor it is to gather consistently today. We're here for Foundation Sunday. I'm really excited. Yeah, come on, Foundation Sunday. It's got a ring to it. And I really wanted to take a moment, just as we go into the rest of this year, you know, breaking or building off of this word for the year that God had given us, presence. Really wanted to take a moment and just communicate as a church what God has called us to build, how we're building it, and how we can build together. And so I'd love to invite you to open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Why don't we go ahead and read, and then we will pray and then begin to allow the Lord to speak as He has already done this morning. Matthew 16, we're in verse 13 through 20 this morning. I'm reading from the ESV translation. We're told this: "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' But Jesus said, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.' Verse 18, 'And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.'" I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then He strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that He was the Christ. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why don't we pray? Father, thank you for today. Lord, thank you that your anointing is in this room. God, thank you that your anointing breaks every chain, that it breaks the yoke. God, that you bestow a crown of beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Lord, we do not put our trust, our help in chariots or in the strength of men. We put our trust and we declare that our help comes from you, the living God. Father, we gather as one people today. And we open your word, Father, and we ask that you would speak. We ask that you would move. We ask that you would unite this church. I pray that today would be a beautiful marriage, God, of what you've been speaking and cultivating. God, I pray that today would be a foundational day, a landmark day for our church as we build your vision, your church, into the future. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Y'all said? Amen. 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 Thank you so much. I remember sitting on a couch that we made an impulse buy on. Anybody just made an impulse purchase? It was an Amazon couch, which means that it was terrible. And I remember we got this couch, and it was such a vibe. My wife, Chantel, is like, it's got to be a vibe. I'm like, can it be comfortable? No, it cannot. Okay, it's got to look cool. So we got this couch, and it's just such a part of our story, because I remember sitting on that couch hurting but dreaming. My legs were asleep, and I'm like, the Spirit of God's coming upon me. And I remember sitting one time on this mustard yellow couch. It's not a vibe. What are we talking about? Sitting on this couch in America years ago, and this is after the Lord had revealed this church and moving to Australia and to start this community. I remember sitting on this couch with my legs asleep, dreaming, what would tribes be? I tried to visualize the sound that would come through our rooms, the people that would fill the spaces, the impact that we would have on our neighborhoods and our communities and the world at large. I tried to visualize what tribes would be. See, it's important that you know, as we gather on Foundation Sunday, that this church was birthed from a God dream, that this church had a supernatural genesis, that this church was on God's mind far before it was on my mind or Chantel's mind, that you were on God's mind, that you would gather in this space today because of the faithfulness, the goodness of God. And I just want to let you know that I'm trying to not be the best leader. I'm trying to be the most best, it's great language, listener. I ain't trying to be the best leader. I'm trying to be the best listener. Because I believe that leadership comes from listening. That if I can lead a people, it's dependent on my ability and my awareness and my humility to listen. And so I remember sitting on this mustard couch with my feet asleep, listening. God, what are you saying over this people? Over the people that I didn't yet know, over the resource we didn't yet have, over the home we did not yet obtain, over the keys we did not have. Listening, God, what are you saying over this church? And not just here in 2024, not just almost 5 years to the day that my family moved here, not just 3 years over officially gathering in a physical space, not just the moments here today, not just then, but day after day, it has been our heart to say, God, what are you saying over this community? And I want you to know that your pastors, your leaders are leading by listening. That we are leading you by listening to God. And so we ask this question, Lord, what was your vision? What is your vision? What is your plan for this group of people, this community, this family? And so we listen and we follow. We ask God and then we do it. It's pretty simple. God, what are you saying? Believe for a building after 4 months. Okay, we do it. God, what are you saying? Okay, well, let's give over $70,000 over the last 4 years to missions locally and internationally. That's a lot of money, but okay, we do it. Hey, let's build out a family space and let's build teams and let's create a worship space and a kids space. Okay, we'll do it. We want to lead by listening. And so I want to just make it clear on this Foundation Sunday that Jesus is our vision. That Jesus is our vision, that we are building his bride. That's our mission. That we want to build the bride of Christ. We want to reach the lost. We want to preach the good news. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. That's our vision on the mustard couch, and that's our vision today. Lord, we just want to do what you've said for us to do. And so we gather here today, making sure that we know the foundation of this church. And just to say that I don't think we've arrived. I don't think we've built beyond the foundation. I think we are still in a very foundational time as a church. Because how many of y'all know that 3 is still a toddler? We're not an established church in some ways. You know, we are still getting our feet. Our daughter Brooks was born 2 months before we launched the church. That's crazy. Y'all are church planning and you have a baby, and then you move, and then you have another baby. It's like, all right, but our daughter Brooks, she is just the same age as this church in the physical sense. And my daughter Brooks, she's talking, she's walking, but yet she's still figuring it out. And I need to tell you, we're still figuring it out. We are still building the foundation of this church. And on June 19th, 2023, just over a year ago, Chantel had this prayer she wrote down. I want to share it with you. That as we were preparing to move into this place a few months later, this building here today, our home, Chantel had wrote this prayer down, this vision, this prophetic declaration. She said this: we are the lighthouse. The lighthouse is a structure such as a tower, an elevated place with a powerful light that gives a continuous or intermittent signal to navigators. She declared that this building, Lord, that you put us in is a lighthouse, giving continuous light to navigate people to the true light, Jesus Christ himself. This building will be used as a beacon, a fire or light set up on a high place or a prominent position as a warning, a signal, or a celebration. She said this: we house the light of God, and God has given us prominent position. I want to talk to you this morning, echoing the words of our Savior Jesus, that he says, I will build my church. I will build my church. As we listen to the Lord, as we ask God, what is your vision in every season, in every moment? What are you leading us to do? We really believe that as Chantel prayed and began to speak out these things prophetically, that this would be a lighthouse. I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So I want to talk this morning about who we are. Because if we're building this lighthouse, if we believe that God has called us to be a lighthouse people, then I want to just share with you who we are. What are we building? Let's talk about this morning. What are we building? What has God asked us to build? Well, let's start here. Tribes is a name that we get from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9 through 12. The scriptures say that worthy are you, Lord, for with your blood you purchased people from every tongue, nation, and tribe, and you set them to rule and to reign as a holy priesthood on the earth with you. See, that is the gospel picture. That is where our name comes from. The tribes is saying that, Lord, you love all people from every tongue, nation, and tribe, skin color, background. You love people. We are a group of people that are hosting the presence of God, teaching his word for activation, maturity, and transformation in Christ. This is what we're trying to do, to be a lighthouse people, to open up our homes and say, Lord, you're welcome here. We want to teach your word. We want to host your presence. We want to see people activated, see them maturing and transforming in you, Jesus. What are we building? We're building a lighthouse with a multi-ethnic and multi-generational community of presence-driven people who know God and make him known. This is a people that we can let our light shine. How funny that God would bring us into a place that is elevated, that is full of light, that we can say, Lord, we are in a prominent position on purpose to shine our light. So as we listen to God, you know, the Lord has given us some pretty big vision. Anybody else, you feel like you got big plans in your heart, and you're like, okay, but my right now doesn't really match that. I need to just remind y'all, it takes time to build, does it not? It takes time to build. We are still growing the baby, I want to show you a picture where we started in our studio space, aka our bedroom. This was a picture of me preaching my first sermon for this church. That this is us, you're like, that's where we started, yes, preaching online during a global pandemic, trying to just build a community, trying to build a space even through the online space. That this was our first moment. Then we began to gather people. The next is in our living room, from our bedroom to our living room. Gathering in this space with people saying, hey, God is calling us to build a house. God is calling us to build a lighthouse people. We gathered in our living room. Next, we launched the church physically on March 7, 2021. It takes time at a Seventh-day Adventist church on Charles Street. This is where we had launched physically. And then the Lord had grew and been faithful, and we moved into Orong Road. Y'all remember Orong? Praise God. We moved into this space. And taking time and every step, the Lord being faithful and the Lord being good on his promises and on his word. And now in this current moment, we are here in the lighthouse saying, God, you've brought us home. It's taken time. Come on, let's celebrate God. From our bedroom to our home. It takes time, but God has built this church on his faithfulness, grace, and power. That's how it started, that's how it's going, and that's how he's going to continue to build this church. The best thing is that we're here today, but I got some news. God's not done. God is not done. That he has great things for this community. And so I want to welcome you today to Foundation Sunday, a special time where we felt as a leadership team, where we want to let our family know about God's heart for building this church. What has he called us to build? How are we building it? And how can we build together? If you see in the book of Matthew, Jesus begins with a really powerful, really reflective, assertive question. He says, who do the people say that I am? And if you notice in the beginning of the text, we saw that Jesus brought his disciples into Caesarea Philippi. Now, this is an important location because Jesus draws away from the Jewish spaces. He goes into a Gentile region. He brings his disciples in. But if we look at the context of this city, I think it's quite important. Jesus brings his disciples into this city, Caesarea Philippi. This city at the time was an area that was highly associated with idols and false gods. That in the city there was a temple to the ancient the false god of the Syrian god Baal, that Elijah on Mount Carmel, Baal, this false god. There was a temple in this city. There was a temple to the great god that they said, Pan, the god of nature. They had a temple to Caesar. It was this city filled with false gods and idols and ideology and this backdrop that in many ways looks like our culture today. And Jesus draws his disciples in the backdrop of all of this pagan and idolatrous worship. Jesus asks the question, who do they say that I am? The very God of heaven, surrounded by these false gods, these dead gods, these idols, who do the people say that I am? Now, as we read, people say, Peter says, some say Jeremiah, Elijah, a prophet. Then Jesus says, in the midst of all of this false worship, who do you say that I am? Do you say that I'm just another God in the temple? Do you say that I'm just another prophet or a moral teacher? Who do you say that I am? And Peter stands and he says, you are the Messiah, the Christ, God's anointed, sent one. You're the Son of the living God, meaning a title that is referring to deity himself, that you are God. That Peter declares in the midst of a compromised culture of idolatry and false worship. Jesus, you are God. And it is a picture for us to say that in a city surrounded by pagan and false worship, that we say, Jesus, you are the living God. You are the living God. And we're here today to confess that you are Lord, to confess that you are the Christ. Now, Jesus goes on to say, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Now, as we dove into church history last week, the first Holy Apostolic Church that branched into the three, as you were here last week, Protestant, Eastern Orthodox, Western Roman Catholic, there are some who would believe that this profession of Jesus saying, Peter, you are the rock, meaning that the rock is Peter, therefore the church was built on Peter. However, Peter, by his own account in 1 Peter chapter 2, he says that we are just little stones. We are not the main rock. We are little rocks, but Jesus is the main rock. Jesus is the cornerstone. That we are living stones, but Jesus is the cornerstone. I just need to remind you today that when we confess Jesus as Lord and Jesus says, I'm going to build my church, he's saying, I'm building my church on my name and I'm building my church on the confession that I am God. Wherever the people gather, testifying that Jesus, you are Lord, you are God, there is no one beside you. God builds his church. He builds his church, and his promise is that the attacks, the plans of the enemy, they will not prosper. I will build my church on my name, and I will use living stones, the ecclesia, the people of God, to build the church. But the church is built on Jesus Christ, and nothing can stop the Lord. And so, before we go any further, we must know and know and know that we are a church. Tribes Church is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. That we are building this church, partnering with God, listening to God, and the gates of hell will not prosper. That's good news. Because I'm here today, three and some years in, saying, man, in 30 years, we're going to be here. The enemy can try his hardest, but by the grace, power, and faithfulness of God, we're going to keep on standing. Because Jesus says, I will build my church. I will build my church. The Lord is our foundation, and we listen to him. For some strange reason, I've had an affinity toward lighthouses my entire life. Anybody else? You're like, I'm not alone. Praise God. Come on, let's be honest. Lighthouse, there's just something about it. I'm like, there's a lighthouse. We took our team. Remember that? I went and took them on a cave tour and a lighthouse tour. I'm that kind of boss. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, let's go spelunking. You know what I'm saying? That sounds great to me. So you can come work for me. I'll take you on a cave tour. No, thank you. All right, cool. We don't need you anyways. All right, it's whatever. The prerequisite is, do you love caves? Do you love lighthouses? But with my affinity, I need a lighthouse tattoo. Tell Chantel, she will not let me. Okay, I'm getting off topic. Okay. Lighthouses. In my love for lighthouses, guys, my internet in my house is called the lighthouse. Okay, come on, somebody. In my love for lighthouses, I came across a famous lighthouse. It's off the northwestern coast of Brittany in France. If you're French, forgive me if I mispronounce this, but it's called La Jument. It's English for the mare, the female horse. And this lighthouse is quite famous. Maybe you've seen some photos of it, but what struck me is that this lighthouse began construction in 1906. It was approved in 1904, but in 1906, this lighthouse began its work. Now, as you can see, that this lighthouse is in the ocean, and this lighthouse is 300 meters off the coast of France. So if you were to stand on the shore and walk slowly, average pace, 4 minutes out, that's how far this lighthouse would be. Now, this lighthouse is built, and it has to have a firm foundation to keep on standing. Amen. Now, this lighthouse, as you can see, is beginning to take shape. If I were to show you this, I don't know if you would necessarily assume right away that it's a lighthouse. But as you can see, there's bricks, there's workers, there's support coming in. This is a collective effort, that there is a group of people dedicated to building the lighthouse. And I think that this is a beautiful picture of our church today. That if we're building a lighthouse, I'm not going to put a whole lighthouse up here and say, that's us, because that's just not true. We are in the foundational stages. The decisions we make today, the generosity we pour out today, the faithfulness to serve today, the prayers today are shaping who we will be. But this is us. This is the lighthouse that we are building, something powerful, something significant. I believe something that's going to impact our city, our state, and our nation. I believe that God's called us here for a great purpose. Come on, we can believe that. That we are a lighthouse church partnering with the Holy Spirit to build His body in this nation. To withstand the storms and the wind and the tides and the attacks, if you will, to withstand what comes against this lighthouse, it needs a strong foundation. The foundation for La Jumaine is 14 meters. And the lighthouse today goes to 86 meters. That this is a big structure, that the height that it can reach is dependent on how deep the foundation is. And so a lot of our preaching, our teaching, our systems, our workflows, everything we have done has been very intentional to build as deep as we possibly can. Because I don't want to go wider, I don't want to go taller until we've gone deeper, amen? So this is La Jumaine. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus gives it a real life illustration. He brings it home. He says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the wind blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall. Come on. Because it was built on the rock. The rains come, the winds blow, but we can be standing firm because we're built on Christ. And so let's talk this morning. This is what we're building. Let's talk about how we're building. What are the practicalities of how we are building? See, the church is built according to God's plans, according to God's word. God has a design for His church. The church is built on Jesus and the confession that He is God and Lord of all. Remember, we are God's people who've been called out of darkness and into marvelous light. We are His family. We are His community. And if you're just visiting and maybe you don't know Jesus, you can put your faith in Him and come into the family of God. It's that simple. To say, Jesus, you are God, you are Lord. In the midst of all that I see in the backdrop of Perth and in the Western world, Lord, you are above all. See, within this community that God has built, He has given, not me. I'm not appointing or anointing anyone that God has not highlighted. It is from God. He's given to the church, according to Ephesians 4, some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Let's start with apostles. That God has given these gifts. The word apostle, it means to be a messenger, one sent on a mission. The usage here is a messenger, a delegate. One is commissioned by another to represent Him in some way. God has anointed and appointed these apostolic figures to go and to plant, to go and to build. They're sent out, focusing back on the authority of the sender. God appoints apostles for the church today. The gifting We see he appoints prophets. This is an interpreter or a foreteller of the divine will. That God speaks, and it's like having an antenna into the frequency of God. This is what God is saying over this situation. This is what God is saying. It's a foretelling. It's a sensing of the divine will. This is someone who speaks forth by the inspiration of God, who declares the mind or the message of God, which sometimes predicts the future. Or more commonly, they speak forth his message for a particular situation. An evangelist, this is someone who is a bearer of good tidings. They are specifically gifted to take the good news of the gospel into places that do not have good news. This is someone with a vocational calling from God to announce the good news of the gospel. He gives pastors. These are shepherds. They are feeders, protectors, rulers of the flock. This is someone who the Lord raises up to care for the total well-being of his flock or the people of the Lord. And lastly, teachers. This is an instructor, a master. This is somebody who is a master in their field of learning. I love that. Particularly in scripture, and they are able to impart knowledge, competent in theology. I think it's important that we recognize what God has given, because we want to be a church that recognizes gifting and says, Lord, in our foundation is different giftings, different voices, because man, this church is not built on one gift, amen? It's built on many. So he's given the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And within his local church, God appoints elders and leaders to teach, admonish, correct, love, build, equip, send out, and champion his people into the things of God. So to get practical within our church, the Lord has called both myself and Chantel to father and mother this house. And it's an incredible honor and privilege. And I believe that the house of God in the local expression needs both a father and a mother. Amen? That God desires to create strong families and to lead his people. I believe that the Lord, just a bit of my understanding and my conviction and my biblical interpretation, how we're building this church, I believe that the Lord has appointed men to lead the home and to cover their family in both the house and the church. And I believe that under the covering of the Lord Jesus and appointed senior leadership, hear me, I believe that both men and women can be who they have been called to be and made to be in Jesus. I think it's important that you know that in our very foundation, how we are building both on the giftings of men and women. As we are in our toddler stage, as we are building out according to listening to God, we are aspiring to build out our elder board within this church, and we are working to appoint and anoint pastors in our church that will teach and help lead and help bear the weight of leadership and caring for you. That's good news, amen? That we're going to believe even this year coming into the ACC that we can credential and appoint and anoint pastors, and we're going to celebrate that, and we're going to bless them, and we're going to lean in together. I believe that God is calling us to do this, and this is a prayer point. This is what we're praying. It takes time. It takes trust. Again, we're listening to God. But I want to go behind the scenes on this Foundation Sunday. Maybe it's a bit dry right now, but I think it's important that we know, amen, that this is how we're building. I want you to know that this is a house that champions the call and giftings of both men and women. And I believe that there is a biblical basis and precedent for both men and women to fill the mantle of pastoring, preaching, teaching, praying, prophesying, and building up the house of God. You know me, I love the Bible, and I've studied and I've prayed, and this has been a journey, and we're going to continue. I'm going to teach on this. I'm going to give you my exegesis and context and history, and we're going to go there. But I want you to know that this is a church that is going to and has and will continue to allow women to speak from this platform alongside men, that we're going to preach and pastor, that God is saying, look, we've called both men and women to occupy building the church. I believe that God desires his sons and daughters to prophesy. I believe that God desires to build his church with his people. As we build by listening and following our leader, Jesus, he has appointed our leadership team within this church. Now again, Chantel and I have the incredible honor to mother and father, to shepherd, to lead this church. And I want you to know that we are not trying to do this ourselves. We're not trying to lead hundreds of people just by us two. It's impossible. We will fail you. We will not do what God has called us to do, and so we need help. We need people. We've been praying from our Genesis, Lord, who would you have to fill these places? Who are the men and women that are called by you to this house, who are called with a burden and a desire to serve and to bless the people that fill this family? And so we have built out a board of directors, and I want to introduce you to our board of directors this morning. Our board of directors, they are over the legal and financial. If we can put up our list this morning, the board of directors is behind the scenes. They are responsible for legal and financial. So every decision around salary, around new staff, around building, it is all done by a plurality of leadership. On our board of directors, we have myself, Chantel. We have Jeff Carter, Carl DeHaas, Carrie Pierce, and Jen Swenson. Can we go to the pictures, please, with the DeHaas family? This is our good friend, Carl, and his wife, Natalie. They live in New York. They are church planting. They're amazing. They're families, friends of this house. And he serves as our treasurer here in the board of directors. By the way, we're going to celebrate everybody at the end, okay? Because this is a big deal. We have Mr. Jeff Carter in the house this morning. He is on our board today. And his beautiful wife, Mika, their amazing daughter, Coco. This is our director, one of our directors in the house. Next is Mr. Carrie Pierce. This is Cara's father, Luca's father, just an incredible man of God, his wife Sally. They have five children. We're trying to catch up. Come on, somebody. And but he is a director and just an amazing blessing to this house. This is our friend Jen Swenson. She is our secretary, and she is on the board as well. So that's our board of directors. This is how we make decisions. We pray. Legal, financial, the board is responsible. And so I want to let you know that every dollar you give, everything that you are pouring in, it is accounted for. We do audits. We've got our accounting teams. We put our financials through the ACNC every single year. That's reported. That's shared publicly. I want to let you know that we want to be accountable and transparent as a church. We want to lead. Everything's out in the open. The foundation is, hey, transparency, accountability, and health in Jesus' name. That's good news. Come on, that's good news. Next, we have our executive team. And so I just want to let you know that our board of directors, they are leading legal, financial. Then we have our senior pastor, Chantel, and I, that we are in charge of really casting vision, teaching, leading from a senior level, appointing, listening. That's part of my job description. Thank you very much. Listening to God. And then our executive team, this is really our team on the ground. So these are men and women who have sacrificed, given a majority of our executive team is volunteers. So we're gonna shout them out as everybody comes up in a moment, a little bit extra, all of our volunteer staff. This is the team that shepherds the church and outworks the senior pastor's vision. This is saying, God, we've listened to you and we're outworking this together as a team. We have myself and Chantel Byrne. We have Madison Both, Jeff Carter, Ken and I, and Laura Mongele. That's how you say their last name. Don't at me. It's not Majili. Come on, get cultured, okay? And then it's Miss Emily Dean. And so this is our executive. You're welcome. I know you've been like, hey, you've been saying it wrong forever. So there you go. Also, we don't call Kenaniah Ken. It's Kenaniah, okay? Come on, somebody. There we go. This is family talk. Is that okay today? Okay. Okay, we gotta keep it moving. Okay, this is our executive team. Next, we have our department heads. So our department heads, These are responsible people for overseeing and maintaining, growing, and executing the vision throughout departments. So we have Michaela Byrne overseeing our prayer department. We have Alicia Solomon over our creative department. Agatha Molly over Little Tribes. Bailey Padmanabhan over Connect. Kenaniah Mongele over worship and production. Laura Mongele over helping hands. Padmanabhan. Good enough. There we go. I need to get cultured. Ezra and Bailey with us. Ezra overseeing our music director. Also, what we do here alongside Kenaniah, thank you so much. We have Karen Jones over community, Francis Byrne over events, Andrew Jaquez over youth and gaming. That's our favorite one, right? No, I'm just kidding. Francis and Murray coming into the role of family minister. So those are our department heads. And then next up, we have our staff. And I want to just make a note of who you are, what your giving is going towards in terms of a staff role. So currently, it's myself and Chantel, Kenaniah, Karen, Agatha, and Bailey, and then also Mr. Matthew Price as on a contractual basis, doing all of our sermons, digital editing. So if I called your name, just for you, can you just stand up real quick so we can just, come on, church, let's honor those who are pouring out. Matthew in the back. Come on, let's just begin. Come on, we can do better than that. They put so much into this church. So much goes into this church. Thank you so much for all that you do. You're welcome to take a seat. And again, a lot of our team is volunteering. Beyond that, we have our team leads. And I think there's about 100 people wide across our teams. And a lot of you in our room today are on team. I just want to honor you. I want to say thank you for what you pour in. Your yes, you're getting here early. Your setup, your tear down, tent meetings, all that you do. Can we just thank just across just our entire team? Just to say, hey, we appreciate what they do for us. We appreciate the work that they do in this church. Another space that we have built out is our internship. And this is an official space. If you want to intern with us, it's a really cool space. We have Mr. Sam Renner. Come on. Come on in. Let's go. And worship and production. And I just want to take a moment to really highlight who's behind the scenes, because they've all been given a level of authority to lead you and to steward this house and to give their time, talent, and treasure to build you. So this is how we're building. We're building with accountability. We're building with unity. We're building with consistency. We're building with generosity. We're building as one. This is how we do it. Now, I want to quickly close here with just how we can build together. How we can build together. One of my favorite sayings is that you can't spell community without unity. You can't spell community without unity. And see, my friends, that we as a church, we all can contribute something. We all can give something. Remember the word koinonia, the word for fellowship. It means contributory help. That we can actually not be in biblical community unless we are contributing something. That it means to bring something and put it on the table for your neighbor. It means to live a life of sacrifice, a life of service, a life of how can I bless you? How can I show up for you? And on this Foundation Sunday, I really want to call us as a church to lean in, perhaps for the first time or just a little bit more, to say, look, if we are the lighthouse that's being built, if we could put up La Jument in 1906, this is who we are now. This is who we are now, brick by brick, moment by moment, prayer by prayer, generosity by generosity, the Lord sending help, the Lord giving vision, brick by brick, day by day, that we can build. This is us right now. But we cannot do it alone. We cannot build what this church will be alone. We need to be in this together. We need unity. I want to read just this scripture for us. As we close, I want to invite the band up here this morning. In Exodus 18, Moses is leading the people of God. He's doing everything, 2 million people, and his father-in-law comes and he says, what you're doing, Moses, you're alone, you're doing this alone, it's not good. You're gonna wear yourself out and you're gonna wear the people out. I wanna just be very honest this morning and say that we cannot build this church alone. It is not biblical to build alone. It is not biblical to do life alone, not just building a local church, but in your life personally. You cannot do this alone. And we want to build a church, a community that's gonna be standing in 30 years. That's gonna be standing, Lord willing, if he tarries, 100 years. Come on, I wanna be a legacy community that our kids can grow up and their kids can grow up and we can do a lot of good for our neighborhoods and preach the goodness of God and see many come into the kingdom of heaven and turn from the fires of hell, that we could say, Lord, may we be a people that get in the game, that give our lives for your name's sake. See, we've all been given three things: time, talent, and treasure. We all have time, we all have talent, we all have treasure. And I wanna invite us, how we can build together, I wanna invite you to give into this house. This isn't emotional manipulation with the keys. This isn't like a desperate plea. I'm just saying, look, I would be remiss as your pastor to not call you into being a part of what God calls his people into. To live a life of generosity, to say, look, how can I build a lighthouse? See, the most profound thing is that in 1906, in 1904, when the work was approved, the works for this lighthouse were privately financed by a wealthy Frenchman who had almost died in a shipwreck. That this man had almost died in the storm of the sea. And he said, man, I don't want other people to die in the storm. So I'm gonna put my own finance to build a lighthouse. And I wanna just remind you that it was us who was lost at sea. And it was the light of God that was built upon the foundation of my grandmother and the family and the generation that said, let's build a lighthouse. Let's put our finance into building a house for people so that those who are out drifting and lost at sea can see the light of Christ shining. That we can expand and we can build and we can give more and we can do more for the kingdom of God. I want to build something that's going to serve someone's life. I want to invest my money into the kingdom of God. As a family, the first payment we make every single paycheck is to the kingdom of God. And it's an honor. Some weeks it's like, can we afford to do that? Well, let's sacrifice other things because, man, the Lord gets the first. And that's how we want to lead. And that's what I want to invite you in. If you have not begun that journey of tithing, that obedience step to live a generous life, it's not about amount, it's about attitude. Come on, ask the Lord, God, what would you ask me to give consistently? And I'm not doing like an offering moment. If you want to give today, awesome. But it's just, hey, go and pray. Go and pray and say, Lord, how can I invest? Not just my finance, but how can I invest my talent? We need help in this church. I'll be honest, man. We're a baby. Our kids are growing. We had 35 kids last week. Come on, let's celebrate that. We need some help. We want to start live streaming our gatherings. Can you help us? With social media, can you help? With Connect, can you help? I want to call us today as a church to say, look, we're building a lighthouse together because it's brick by brick. Come on, this is who we are now, but I want to prophesy that this is who we will be. Come on, that the rain came, the storm blew, but we're still standing because we're building on the rock of God. Come on, we're building brick by brick, day by day, moment by moment. We're building a lighthouse so that the people of this city and generations to come can see that there is a true God in a city of idolatry and false worship. There's a remnant people saying there is only one God, there is only one name, and we are building upon the rock of God. Come on, somebody. We're building a lighthouse together. And so we're going to serve. We need lighthouse keepers. The Lord has put this vision to do like night-long prayer gatherings and prayer meetings. Do you have a call to pray? Would you come and be here in the midnight hour and pray with us? I'm speaking future things. You're like, we're doing that? Team's like, we're doing that? Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that because God has put vision in this church. He's put anointing on this church. He's put a chain-breaking, life-altering call on this church. I want to call you to be a lighthouse keeper. Can you serve once a month? Can you be here? Can you say, I'm going to dedicate time, talent, and treasure into my family? Because there's people on the other side of your obedience. If Chantel and I did not obey God, I'm not trying to highlight me. I'm trying to highlight the call of God and what He does when somebody says yes. That if we could say, God, I'll trust you. I'll step out. I'll give a little bit. I'm going to serve. I'm going to live a generous life. Watch what our God will do. You cannot outgive God. You cannot outserve God. Come on, my Bible says that the world of the generous gets larger and larger, and He takes us from strength to strength and glory to glory. We're building a lighthouse. And so we're going to pray as a church. We're going to gather. We're not going to neglect it. We're going to gather in unity, rain or shine. If we're going through a storm, get to the lighthouse. Because we're standing on the Word of God, the rock of God. Our house is a refuge for you. Our house is a strong tower. Our house is a lighthouse that can stand because we built according to God. And so as we close on this Foundation Sunday, friends, this is our house. This is our church. Let's build something special together. Let's build a lighthouse. Let's build a lighthouse. I want to invite you this morning that maybe you have not yet been planted, or you haven't begun that tithing journey, or you're like, man, you know what? You're right. I keep saying I want to serve. But man, just serve. Just jump in. Just take a step of faith. Trust God. I just feel for somebody, you've been really hurt in a past season, in a past church. I believe that this sounds strange, but as you step forward and put your hand out, your time, your talent, your treasure, God's going to heal that which was hurting. God's going to restore some things. God's going to restore some things. Let's build a lighthouse. I want to invite you to scan this code. This is going to take you to a form. And if you're saying, look, this is my church, this is my home, you can fill this out. You'll get an email with how to serve, how to start giving, how to join a community group, how to be a part of what God is doing. This is no pressure. Take the picture of this and let it sit in your browser. Pray about it. But if this is our church, I'm just calling on our church to be the church of Jesus. Amen? To say, look, I'm not asking you to do anything that I don't do myself. We're going together. We're building something special together. Amen? Rain came, wind blew, but we're still going to stand. Amen? Why don't we get on our feet and pray and close? We can just leave this up for a moment. I want you to activate this morning. Let's get some skin in the game. Let's participate at whatever level, at whatever capacity. This goes beyond just building out our teams and being able to resource more and give more. I believe that beyond what we're going to give, I believe this is actually a prophetic moment where God is going to give something to you. Some of you have been thinking that, man, I'm too old, or I'm too broken, or I'm too fill in the blank. God is saying, I put a call on your life. And I put talent in your life. And I put time. And I put this great treasure in your heart. And I want to do something with your life. Come on, we don't just come here and check boxes. Let's come here and be a family. Let's pray together. Let's bleed together. Let's heal together. And let's build something special together. So God, I just pray across this room. God, anybody who's been feeling defeated or feeling unseen, God, thank you that you're highlighting them. And God, thank you that you're calling them in and calling them up into more. Father, I pray a blessing over this church. God, that as we're going brick by brick, moment by moment, I thank you that you're building your church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Lord, we stand boldly today and we declare your will be done through this church. We pray your will be done in this church. And we just say on this Foundation Sunday, Lord, you built this church, you're building it, and you will build it. We say, have your way. Have your way. Church, just for the next minute before we officially dismiss, I just want to invite you to lift your hands across this room. And I want to invite you to start to pray for our church. Now, a reminder, we're not praying over a building. We're praying over a body. That we're going to begin to pray that the Lord, would you build this church? Would you build this neighbor? Would you build me? Would you strengthen me? I believe it's a surrender moment. So here's the altar this week. I'm going to give you space just to talk to the Lord. You've been feeling stirred. Maybe it's to step out in faith and to begin to participate. Maybe it's to up your participation. Maybe you've been feeling tired and weary. Just begin to receive right now as the Lord pours out, as we just say, God, here we are. Team, can we just begin to declare that bridge? Rain came, wind blew, and let's just begin to worship God. Let's begin to pray over this church, and let's begin to allow this statement from Matthew, the word of God, to just solidify our faith this morning. Let's just take a minute and let's pray. Yeah, come on, we're prophesying over ourselves. We're prophesying over our lives, over our marriages, over our waiting, over our children, over our families. Come on, we're building a lighthouse unto God, and we're going to stand firm. We will not be shaken. Father, we lift up this community unto you, and we thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Lord, that this was birthed by a dream. Lord, from our bedroom to the living room, God, to Charles Street, to Orong Road, to Canning Highway, to whatever else you're going to do, God, we thank you for your faithfulness. God, we thank you for every life that's been changed in this room, every child that's been born in this house, God, every family that's been restored, God, every body that's been healed, every person that's been delivered and set free. God, every person who's been baptized, who's been helped by the generosity of this church, God, who's been blessed by the intercessory prayers, the tent meetings, the run clubs, the youth spaces, our kids, all that we do, Father, we thank you that you're breathing on this church. God, I pray a blessing over Tribes Church today, over every soul in this room. God, bless our giving. Lord, bless our serving, bless our praying, bless our gathering. Lord, thank you that we get to contribute to the greatest work that we could ever be a part of, preaching your good news to a dying world, to building a lighthouse that would shine before men so that people can glorify you. God, we pray a blessing over the rest of this year, and we thank you for all you're doing. We say as one church, more in Jesus' name. We say do more through this house. Lord, take our message further. God, do more through this house. Lord, build our children. Build our families. Lord, build our singles. Lord, build all that we are putting our hands to. And we say that we listen to you and you alone. You are God and no one else. So you are our foundation and you alone. We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on the Tribes Podcast. Before you click off, before you move on, I would love to encourage you to take a moment and pray. God wants to speak to you, not just through this time, but continually throughout the day. So take a moment and ask God, what is he asking of you? Have a great week, my friends. God bless. We'll see you next week.